Folks, there's something really lovely about just going for a walk, especially out in the countryside. And we're here at a lovely part of Northern Ireland. I'll not tell you where it is, but it's a beautiful, beautiful area. It's lovely and quiet, and we're really enjoying the scenery here and really enjoying the beautiful weather that God has given. Just taking a few minutes out of our schedule to do a few devotional recordings and really, really enjoying God's creation. And it's just good sometimes to get out for a walk and to get away from all of the busyness of life and all of the trials of life and all of the stresses and strains of life and just get out and go for a nice walk. And the most wonderful thing of all, of course, is whenever you're saved and you're a Christian, it's not that you have to do certain things. You get to do certain things. And the wonderful thing about being saved is you get to know the Lord and you get to walk with the Lord. The Bible speaks about a man in Genesis chapter 5, and his name was Enoch. Now, Enoch, the Bible simply says, walked with God. Enoch then one day was translated. He was taken up home bodily into heaven. And the Bible says that before his translation, he had this testimony that he walked with God. And Pastor Willie Mullen used to tell the story of a little boy going to Sunday school. And the Sunday school teacher was teaching the boys and girls all about old Uncle Enoch. And whenever the little boy got home, his mother said, "Son, what did you learn in Sunday school today?" I'm just going under this tree here. And she said, the wee boy says, "Well, we just learned about a man called Enoch." And the mother says, "Well, what did you learn about Enoch?" And the wee boy says, "Well, to be honest, not really all that much. We just learned that he walked with God." And she says, "Well, how did the story end?" And she says, "Well, the Sunday school teacher says God and Enoch were walking along and walking and walking and walking and getting to know each other, enjoying each other's company so much that the Lord turned round to Enoch and says, 'Enoch, you have walked far enough today. You're far from home. You might as well just come home with me.'" And that's beautiful, isn't it? And I'm looking forward to that day whenever our walk in this earth is ended and we get to go home to be with the Lord. The scripture has so much to say about the Christian's walk, and it's so much to say about fellowship with the Lord. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Isn't that beautiful? If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. It's so important to walk with God, and it's such a wonderful thing to walk with him. The hymn writer could say, "He walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known." Good to walk with God. Even to get out for a physical walk is good. But whenever you know the Lord and you love the Lord, it's just wonderful to be able to go out and walk with him and talk with him and unburden your heart to him and tell him exactly how you feel. All of your trials and all of your burdens and all of your fears and all of your concerns, the Lord knows all about them. And it's a wonderful privilege, as Joseph Scriven, the great hymn writer, said, to be able to carry everything to God in prayer. What a beautiful, beautiful world we live in, and we're so thankful for it. Look at that lovely backdrop there, just a country meadow, and there's something about that. May God bless you today. May God encourage you, and may God lead you on with himself. And why not get out for a walk if you're able? But most importantly, why not really begin to walk with the Lord? Friends, thanks for listening. May God bless you and lead you on with himself. We'll see you next time, folks. Bye-bye.